Hello.
There is no gray.
So I'm coming into your bedroom at night. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Oh no.
Just black and white.
If you have any complaints about today's broadcast, yes, log on and express your views at www.IHaveSomeFriendsWhoWouldEnjoyHittingYourKneecapsWithABallPeenHammer.com.
Thank you.
We look forward to not hearing from you.
This is the truth.
Awful lot of honkies in here.
This is Danny Land.
You suck!
See, I'm really close up. Hold on. How you doing? Huh? I'm right. Yeah. Ooh. How you doing? I like your panties.
No. Don't be a sicko. Come on. All right. Oh, good God.
Danny Trekolinski, that's the name here, okay? Because, well, that's my name. Danny Land, the broadcast, West Palm Beach, the location. And the mission statement is quite simple. 85% of the world is stupid. Welcome to the 15%. Let's go. A lot to cover. Oh, we got a funny phone call coming up. People are bitching at him. By the way, it's Radio Danny on Facebook if you want to send an email. All right? Unbelievable. Nobody, you know what? Yeah. Nobody's happy. 1.2 million dollars for urinating in a bucket. I sound like Gilbert. You know what? It's a 1.2 million dollars for pissing in a bucket. Hey, you ever piss in a bucket? I'm Gilbert Godfrey. I really am. Listen.
A $1.2 million settlement for a local student who was forced to go to the bathroom in a bucket after she asked to go to the bathroom during class and was denied. Fox 5 just got off the phone with the family's attorney. The incident happened at Patrick Henry High School back in 2012. After asking a teacher to go to the bathroom, she was put in a supply closet instead.
Wow.
In addition to the settlement, the family was awarded $41,000 for medical bills.
All right, again, $1.2 million for pissing in a bucket, okay? I got to tell you a story about my high school. Okay, class of 1982, Strongsville High School. Hello, how are you? Nice to see you. Round clap. Not the disease, but anyhow. Now, there was this teacher that she was deaf. I can't think of a better word. Deaf. She can't hear, okay? Don't let me be politically correct. She could not freaking hear, all right? And everybody took Mrs. Shoshe. And every Shoshe, how are you today? I'm pretty Shoshe. Everybody took her class because you would be able to take a test and cover your mouth like this and go, what's the answer to number 25? And if you know, the only caveat is you have to have smart people that are in your class, okay? And you did. And it was, it doesn't matter, okay? She can't freaking hear. Huh? Moving on. NHL, we're talking hockey. We're talking sports. We're talking fun. So anyhow, this guy, what was it? Predators? Anyhow, it doesn't matter. The referee was on the ice, and you know how they call the penalty and then they click on the microphone? Yeah? Okay. So he drops the F-bomb a couple of times. Let's listen.
For the Z-Factor, Zolnerchuk will send a man to the box. Predators will go back on the power play.
Columbus, 2 minutes
and first. All right, hear that one more time. Come on.
For the Z Factor, Zolnerchuk will send a man to the box. Predators will go back on the power play.
Fuck you! Columbus, 2 minutes and first.
All right, 2 minutes there. Fuck you! 2 minutes there. Fuck you! Fuck. You know what? I'll have the Kung Pao chicken with the fuck you! No. Anyhow, stuff like that makes me laugh. Oh. She's not a hooker. She's not an escort. She's your drinking companion.
Literally show up, have a drink, talk about nothing, and get paid. It's pretty easy.
All right, what is going on here? One more time, okay? Again, somebody texted me. I'll tell you right now. Let me tell you something right now. I am a man that is happening on the scene. I have a lot of things going on right now. I multitask. At the end of the day. Yeah. All right.
Literally show up, have a drink, talk about nothing, and get paid. It's pretty easy.
All right, again, and I have to thank my friend Jackson out there for sending this to me, because I would not have been able to be exposed to this ridiculous story. Again, if you don't... play it again, please. Well, no, I guess not.
Literally show up, have a drink, talk about nothing, and get paid. It's pretty easy.
It's called dating. 33-year-old lady in New York, no sex, no dinner, just drinks. She makes $100 to $300 an hour. She once made $1,500 one night. No dinner. That's it. Just drinks. And a penis that looks like sloppy drywall that was caught in a storm. All right. Oh. Let's rob a bank.
A man dressed as a woman wearing a bright lime green outfit and a multicolored wig, you see right there, and riding a bicycle on Palm Bay's busiest street attracted plenty of attention today. Police say he is 32-year-old Lamar Coaston, and that was his disguise while robbing a bank. Police say that he is in this woman's getup, handed a note to a teller at a Bank of America on Malabar Road near I-95. His slow-speed getaway took him several blocks to a home on Gladiola Street. Police talked to him into surrendering.
All right, many thoughts here. Number one, I thought the guy's name was Caitlyn Jenner. Thanks for that. All right, first of all, using a bike as your getaway means when robbing a bank, it's like bringing a spork to a sword fight. It doesn't happen, all right? Impress me. Take the seat off on the bike and go over a railroad track when there's a break in the fissure. Again, this is here in Florida. Florida, again, is Darwin's waiting room. There are people here that think they and believe they are their own fathers. So at saying that, can we move on? Yes? Good. We have Trump protesters in Seattle this time. We're going to Seattle for this audio.
White people, give your fucking money, your fucking house,
yes,
your property. We need it fucking all.
Hey, first of all, hey, white people, where are the white people here? Show your hands. I see two. That's it. White people, listen up.
White people, give your fucking money, your fucking house, your fucking property. We need it fucking all.
All right, hold on a second here. I wrote it down. They want the house. They can have the house. It's very nice. It should be more. It should be cleaner. That is a thing. I need a good dust bucket. I do. What else they need here?
White people.
Yes.
Give your fucking money. Your fucking house. Your fucking property. We need it fucking all.
All right. I checked the balance on my checking account, and it's $1.37. So you got the $1.37, you got the house, even though it's not clean, and you.
White people,
yes.
Give your fucking money. Your fucking house,
gotcha.
Your fucking property.
Property.
We need it fucking all.
All right, property.
White.
Stop it. Stop talking. Sure. You can have my credit card bills as well. So when they call and they ask for that person here at my house and I go, he's not here. You can have that phone call. All right. Oh, okay. This is good. We go to emails now. Can we have email music? Very nice. The production staff here at Dannyland is, they're out of control. Heads up, hot stuff coming through right now. Bing, bada, boom. Hip, hop, hippie to the hip, hip, hopper. Say, don't drop the rocker to the band man, boogie the beat. What you hear is not a test. I'm a rapping to the beat. Me and the groove and all my friends gonna try and move your feet. I am Wonder Mike and I want to say hello. I know. Saw a picture of you on Facebook and wearing a Trump hat. Are you a supporter? Yes. Next. Shut up and do more funny phone calls. It's what we want. Okay. Let's do a funny phone call right now.
Thank you for calling AJ Greg Promo.
Hello. Are you electronics or no?
No. One moment, please.
All right. Thanks.
Electronics.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I need a TV, a big TV for, excuse me, Super Bowl party coming up on Sunday.
Right. Okay.
All right. Is there any
way? How big are you looking for?
Big. My question is, will it be able to be delivered by Sunday?
Coming Sunday? Give me 1 second.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so your best bet to make sure it's there by Super Bowl Sunday is purchase the TV that we have here in stock.
Yeah, well, I've got about two dozen people coming over for like this party.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Okay, I got.
Am I invited?
I got 10 friends from high school that like a mini reunion. Dad's going to be getting out.
Right.
I got my father getting out of prison the day before. I got 3 refugees from Syria that's going to be watching the very first NFL game. This is absolutely outstanding, okay? The old hair band Vixen, I'm going to fly them in for a pregame concert in the backyard. I got a stage that's going to resemble a Mayan pyramid. So you can deliver it or?
Yeah, like I was saying, because – I mean, you can deliver from our warehouse in Kentucky, but, you know, an issue could come up where, you know, it's not there. So your best bet would be to purchase
No. You don't understand. I'm having wild boars flown in from Texas so guests can kill and field dress their own meat. I've got a professional chef that's going to be cooking food on a bonfire. The dessert's going to be...
No, sir, I get it. That's what I'm saying. Instead of ordering from there, come in the store, purchase it here, and then you can just be transferred.
But I gotta.
But if you get it from the warehouse, it'll
That's
what I'm saying. So the biggest TV we have here, the biggest TV I have here.
Yeah.
Is a 70-inch Vizio. If you want LG or Samsung, it's gonna be 65.
Yeah.
And to be bigger, then you're gonna have to go online, and there's no guarantee that's gonna be there before Super Bowl Sunday.
I plan to propose to my Russian girlfriend at halftime. I'm going to have a professional tattoo artist for anybody that wants a Lady Gaga tattoo. Do you understand how big this party's going to be?
I hear you, man. I mean, that's the best I got, though.
I've got a pregnant sister that's at 38 weeks. She's going to be attending with a midwife and a birthing pool in hopes that she'll have a Super Bowl baby. The entire party is going to be filmed for a Netflix documentary. This is important.
Right. I mean, like I said, that's your best bet. I mean, you know, you could get bigger, But as far as guaranteement on before Super Bowl Sunday, there's no way I can guarantee you that.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm on a budget.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I thank you for your help very much.
Not a problem.
All right. Bye-bye. Radio gold right there. I'm telling you. That's good. That's good audio. Speaking of good audio, and we are. Tornadoes. I've been in two. Hurricanes, too. No earthquakes. I am an earthquake virgin. However, nobody, trust me, nobody describes a tornado like this guy. Trust me.
Down there is where David lived. And David, you were there at the time. Not only did you go through the tornado, but you had to pull somebody out of the rubble. Tell me about that.
Yes, listen, we was right. I was at the house, and I was... me and my mom, and I was sitting in front of the window texting, and she told me, like, she was like, get up right in front of the window, come back in, it's what? A tornado watch, and I came in front of the tornado watch, and it started, I heard wind, how it got to shaking and everything. I was in the quarters, you know, we call that the dark side, the quarters, it's over that way, it's harder, and she like, get out the window, and I get away from the window, whatever and whatnot. her husband look outside the door, open the door, and the door open. Wind just come flying everywhere. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh. Oh my goodness. Where do you start with that, huh? I don't think that you start and finish with any of that. I think you let it speak its course. You absolutely just back off and let it just sink in. Woo! Woo! On the corner of everything. All right. I'm done. Done for this week. I appreciate you tuning in. Tune in again next week. We do it once a week on Dannyland. And I appreciate you listening so much. Woo!
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.